Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chaf Zayin. Another one of those tough Yevamos dafim, but Mitzvah Shem will be able to say it over okay. And then by the time we get to Amud Beis, it's not already a little bit less complicated. So either way, we left off yesterday, right, on Chaf Vavam Beis. Now with this case, where again, there are five brothers. Three of them are married to three sisters, and then of course the three brothers die, and then now the three sisters fall to the two remaining brothers for Yibum, right? We said it was a case of one after the other. And Rav had paskin that once the first two sisters get a straight up chalitza, and the third sister then gets chalitza from both remaining brothers. So Shmuel Amar, now we're like where Shmuel says, and again, we had said that that is according to the one who says, Yesh Zika. Now, one more thing that I should, before we get into Shmuel, right, one thing that we need to just remind ourselves is that there's a phrase here that we had in the Gemara yesterday, we'll have it again today, called a chalitza psula. I mean, there are two types of chalitzas. There's a best case scenario chalitza, where the option is either yibum or chalitza, then a person does chalitza. That's the best type of chalitza. Or there's what they call here a chalitza psula, but even though the language is misleading, what it really means a mediocre chalitza, where the case is where there's no option to do yibum, and therefore, but we require a chalitza because there's some sort of problem, usually midrabanan, right? So we can't do yibum, but well, we still need to do chalitza to get rid of the zika midaraisa. So that's a case, that's what we call a chalitza psula. Okay, with that background, now let's dive into Shmuel. Shmuel says that, no, not that we do one chalitza, another chalitza, and then the third sister gets chalitza from both brothers. Shmuel Amar Echad Choletz Lekulam. That really, that one of the brothers does chalitza with everybody. Now the Gemara says Mechti. Now hold on 1 second. Shamina Le Shmuel Damar Chalitza Malia Bayinan. 1 second. We know that Shmuel holds that if you have an option of two chalitzas, one is a chalitza ma'alia, a best case scenario chalitza, and the other one is called a chalitza psula, which is a mediocre chalitza. So it's important. You need to do the proper chalitza. You need to do the chalitza that's best. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says that chalatz lachayos lo niftiru tzaros. That if for whatever reason a yavam does chalitza due to achayos, two sisters, the co-wives are not pater. Now, achayos already can't marry. You can't do yibum on two sisters. Again, the case is here, let's say in this specific case over here, where there, again, there are three brothers, right, two of them married to two sisters, and then both of those die. So the third brother, right, can't marry each one of them. I can't do yibum with both of them. That would be achos because they're achos of kaso. So again, so here in the case where that's a mediocre, that's a chalitza psula, and that is not going to ponder the tsaros, meaning that only in a case of a proper chalitza is we're gonna pater, right, the co-wives, as we've been talking since the beginning of the septa. But in the case where you're doing a chalitza psula, that's not going to get rid of the co-wives. Right? And again, that it's better, right? Again, it's better to do a chalitza ma'alia. I mean, now, back to our case, right? Now, again, but just to recap, back to our case where there are five brothers, right? And then three sisters fall to two brothers now to yibum. Again, so what happened? Mrs. Reuven falls... Right, Reuven passed away first, so Mrs. Reuven falls, and let's say Yehuda does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven. So now, when Mrs. Shimon dies, so then she falls to the brothers to Yibam. So Yehuda cannot marry her because she's achos chalutzaso, because she can't marry the sister of someone he did chalitza to. But who's after Yehuda? Yisachar? I guess it's not really, but I guess it's just easier because they're all sons of Leah. Right, Yisachar is much younger than the other brothers. But anyway, so Yisachar could theoretically, right, do yibum to Mrs. Shimon. So the Gemara says, "Heichad the kaver chalitza the Shimon chalitza ksheira chalitza la Reuven chalitza psula." Why in the world will we have Reuven, which is I guess is Yehuda in our case, do in the way I explained it? Why would you have Reuven do a chalitza psula? Why would you have the first brother do chalitza psula, and the second brother can do a proper chalitza ma'alia, can do a proper chalitza? So the Gemara says, "You're right. My echad chalitza kulam." Nami de Kamar Ayim Tzayis. That really what Shmuel meant, that one of the brothers does chalitza to all of them, right? Really he meant the third one, right? The not the middle one, but the third one who died last, and that Rav required both brothers to do chalitza too. Really Shmuel meant that no, only one brother has to do chalitza to them. Again, because both of them did chalitza to one sister, right? One sister did chalitza to Yehuda, one sister did chalitza to Yisachar. Now, both of them can't marry the third sister because that's Achos chalitza also. So, therefore, right, either one right can get rid of the Ziga through chalitza. The Gemara says about Kulan Kamar, but didn't Shmuel say that chalitza la Kulan? Right, one brother can do chalitza for all of them. So the Gemara says, no, came the Rabbi Gavei, right, Karlei Kulan. Yeah, what's going to happen? One of the brothers here is going to do chalitza with the majority of the sisters, right? Because Yehuda did one, Yisachar did one, and now one of them is going to do the third one. So one of them is going to have done most of the sisters' chalitzas. So therefore, right, Ruba Kukulo, right, is, he calls it all of them. Iboy Zema, or another answer, Ki Kamer Shmuel chalitza malia beinan hani mili dimitri tzarasa. No, one second. Or we could answer that no, Shmuel only says that you have to do the better chalitza if you have an option of a proper chalitza or a mediocre chalitza. That's only to get rid of the co-wives. I mean, that's, again, that's what we talked about. That was what we were saying. That's literally what Shmuel Shita, that the co-wives are not pater from a chalitza psula. Aval miftara nasha patra. But in terms of that woman herself, right, so that's fine. Meaning that the chalitza psula will get rid of the Zika from that woman. Really, we're not going to require the chalitza for both of them. Okay, now Gufa. Let's go back to what we just said. Now, this is going to be, Shmuel is going to say three statements in three different cases, and we're going to analyze them, and we'll get to the tzedats at the bottom, so then we'll have worked hard, but hopefully we'll come to an understanding. Hopefully I can say it over okay, and then we'll get to something that's slightly easier on Amud Beis. So Gufa, let's just say three cases that Shmuel said. First of all, the case that we had before. Shmuel says that chalitz l'achayos l'niftru tzaros, right, the tzaros niftru achayos. Then again, we have three brothers, right? Again, two of them married to two sisters, the two brothers die, now they fall to Levi. So if he does chalitza to the sisters, so then the co-wives, right, the tzaros, are not pater, meaning they need their own chalitza. Again, that we're saying, again, and continuing with this idea that Shmuel holds that a mediocre chalitza will not pater the tzaros, but a proper chalitza will. But if he does chalitza to the tzaros who are not related, who are not sisters, so then, niftru achayos, then the sisters are out. Again, because the chalitza to the sisters is a chalitza psula, a mediocre chalitza, because you can't marry them, there's no possibility of yibum. But there is a possibility of yibum to the co-wives. So when he does chalitza to them, so that's a proper chalitza, and therefore that will pater the sisters. That's case number one. Case number two is, check your notes, right? Okay. Case number two is two brothers, a little bit easier. He had two wives, okay? And now what happens? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has two wives, passes away. Okay, now Shimon has two Mrs. Reuvens. Mrs. Reuven A, Mrs. Reuven B, right, he has to deal with. So what does he do? He gives a get to Mrs. Reuven A. Now, why would he do that? Right, get is not shaykh over here. Again, but, right, some Chazal were nervous, right, that sometimes a Yavama and a Yavam, right, who are connected, right, they might think, right, that people will get confused and think they're actually married for whatever reason, right? Because he's going to fall to her as Yibum, as Yavama, maybe they're married. So if for whatever reason the Yavam gives the Yavama get, so that's legit, and then he can no longer marry, right? That it has to be chalitza. I mean, he can no longer marry that woman, or any tzaras. Right, so again, he's not allowed to do Yibum. That's kind of like signing off. I'm definitely not doing Yibum. That would be the purpose of get. In this case. Now, again, obviously, if that doesn't work on a midaraisa level. This is only asur midarabanan. So therefore, if, vayter in the Gemara, now, chalitz labalas haget, if then he does chalitza to the woman who got the get, lo niftara tzarasa, then the tzara is not pater, because again, he had no possibility of doing yibum with the woman he gave the get to, even though he didn't need to give her a get. But once you give a get, midarabanan, you can no longer do Yibum. But Letzara, but if he would then do chalitza to the other woman who didn't give a get to whatsoever, so then Letzara niftara bala saget, then the woman who got the get, right, Mrs. Reuven A, right, would be pater, because he still had the option to do Yibum, right, to Mrs. Reuven B, and therefore her chalitza was legit chalitza, and that will pater the other co-wife. Okay, third case now. Now, forget get. There's another thing, derabbanan, that you can do with a yavama, and that's called maimer. That's the opposite of a get. That's intention to marry. Now, so what happens in that case? that chalitz lebalas hamaymer. Now again, you have, if a person does maimer, which is basically a derabanan kiddushin, that's usually like the prelude to getting married. That's meaning to doing yibum, but you still have the option of chalitza. No, take it back. One second. Ah, nachon. Meaning, if, well, for whatever reason, again, same case where Reuven passes away, he has two wives, and Shimon now has the option of doing Yibam or Chalitza with one of Mrs. Reuven A or Mrs. Reuven B. Let's say he does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven A. So now, he is allowed to marry her, right? He can do Yibam. The other option is, though, that he can do Chalitza, but the Chalitza is not enough. But the Chalitza is not enough. It needs a get. If a person, for whatever reason, decides to do Maimer, that's a Kiddushin Midrabanan, and to get out of that marriage, they would need a get. So the chalitza there on that woman does not actually potter her, does not actually get her out. So therefore, that's also another case of chalitza psula, where the chalitza is not inherently, right, not 100%. So therefore, also, echot the balas ha-maimer, if he does chalitza to the woman who he did maimer with, lo nifta tzara, so that's not going to release the co-wife, because, well, he still needs a get. But the tzara, but if he does chalitza to the tzara, again, who had the full option of either yibum or chalitza without any other strings attached, so then if there are balas ha-maimer, that will pother the balas ha-maimer, the other wife. And basically, again, this idea that we've said before, that Shmuel holds that a proper chalitza, a chalitza where the option is either yibum or chalitza, that's going to get rid of the co-wife, but a mediocre chalitza is not. Okay, now, back to the first case. Now, again, the first case was, just to go back, I checked the notes, right? Okay, right, two sisters and the co-wife, right? Guys has, guy had two brothers, right? There are three brothers here? Yeah, three brothers, right? Three brothers has married to two sisters, and each one has a co-wife. So he says, if you do chalitza to the sisters, right, the co-wives are not putter, because you can't marry two Yibam on the sisters anyway. But if you do chalitza to the co-wives, so then the sisters get out. So the Gemara says, Maishna alachayos to lenif tzaros. What is the logic? What's the reason why if he does chalitza to the sisters, then the tzaros are not putter? Because the habile achosisha bezika, because they are, right, you can't marry, right? It's achosisha bezika, right? They're considered to be, right, the wife, the sister of his wife, even though the brother is not actually married to this woman, to the wives, right? Because it's really only Zika here. It's Akos Isha Bezika, right? It's not that the Yavam is actually married to the Yavama, but he has a Zika to them, and therefore the sister is, right? He can't do Yibam on the sisters because that's Akos Isha, but not Midaraisa, but from Zika. Right, from the fact that they have a Zika, they have a connection there, so they're considered to be Akos Isha. So it says, Chalitz Tzaras Nami. So the Gemara says, one second. But when he does chalitza with it, so with the co-wives, so the lifter achayos, the David tzaros achosisha bezika. They're also, right, if you tell me there's a zika there, so they're also, well, getting the wife's sister bezika, right? Just like the co-wife, right, of the sister can't be is a achosisha bezika, right? So meaning in both cases, right? There, if you have a co-wife, meaning, let's. Clarify. If I'm trying to think of how to say it a little better, meaning at the beginning of the Masechta, we talked about a co-wife, right? The concept of a tzara, that if for whatever reason there's a patur of yibum, so the tzara is also patur. So why is the co-wife not the same situation as akuzisha bazika? Right? They're all derabanan, right? Asur to him. Right, you should. There should be a concept of a tzara of an achosisha bezika. Again, if the two sisters are not allowed to marry them, so then that should pater the co-wives as well. So Gemara says, "Kasavar Shmuel ain't zika." No, really, Shmuel holds there's no zika. I va'ama Shmuel is yesh zika, but doesn't Shmuel hold there is a zika? Meaning, if you're telling me there's no zika, so that gets you out of that little problem, but it also messes up the whole svara. Meaning, why should there be the other way? Right? Why should it work out? Right, that the, you know, the, why should we, the whole concept is based on Akhoshisa Bezika, right? The whole problem, Midrabanan, is that these two women are married, are sisters, and they're Akhoshisa, even though there's no marriage here. The only connection is Zika. So if you tell me there's no Zika, so the whole thing falls apart, but we'll do that in a second. Right, so the Gemara says, no, really, Shmuel holds there's no Zika, Right, so therefore, again, when the sisters are not really achozisha mazika, so the co-wives are not considered tzaros in the true sense, and therefore, right, if you do chalitza with the tzaros, right, the sisters get off. The Gemara says, I have a Shmuel yish zika. Shmuel holds that there is zika. What are you talking about? Okay, so like we said before, the divrei homer ain't zika kamer. He's holding, right, he's talking within Rav. So Gemara says, zihachi. Okay, but now we'll get back to the taklas. Right, if you tell me that the case is there's no zika, right, so meaning that's what Shmuel's talking about, so chalitz lachayas mylo nifter tzaros. Right. If so, then the whole reason we started with, right, if you do chalitza to the sisters, that's not going to get rid of the tzaros because their chalitza is psula, it's lacking, it's mediocre because they're not allowed to marry them. Well, the only reason you're not allowed to marry them is because there's a zika. If you tell me there's no zika, so everything falls apart. So Gemara says, sort of. Bishlam atzar de Rachel lo tipater. If Rachel is the second wife, right? Right, the second wife, that's what Gemara is doing here, right? Bishlama tzara de Rachel lo tipater. Rachel's co-wife is not going to get potter, it's not going to get freed up, because the came in the chalitza l'aleya, v'hadar chalitza l'Rachel, havi l'chalitza de Rachel, chalitza psula. What happens if you do chalitza to Leia, okay, and then when you go to do chalitza to Rachel, there's no possibility of marrying and doing Yibungam Rachel because she's Achos Chalitzasa. So that's why it makes sense that the second co-wife, the second woman's sister's co-wife, doesn't get off because that's a Chalitza Psula. The second wife, Rachel's Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula because she's already Achos Chalitzasa to Leia. But, Elatzar to Leia Tipater, but the first one, again, once you tell me this Ein Zika, Leia's co-wife, right, Leia's Tzara, should get off. So the Gemara says, "Milo niftru tzaros nami degamar atzara derachal." Really, you're right. Enichanami that Shmuel meant, right, that we're talking about the second wife's co-wife, meaning Rachel's co-wife. In the case where he did the chalitza to Leah, that was a total normal chalitza. That was totally fine. So that will get rid of Leah's co-wife. But Rachel, the second one, she was already achos chalitzaso, and she wasn't. You weren't able to do yibum by her. So therefore, that's going to be a mediocre chalitza, and that's not going to bother the co-wife. The Gemara says about Saros Kama, but didn't Shmuel say Saros? Right? That's not one. You fix the case to tell me that we're only talking about one co-wife. Shmuel said plural, two co-wives. The Gemara says, yeah, Saros to Alma. Yeah, any types of meaning just in general co-wives. Meaning any in general co-wives of the second wife will not get off. Right, if he had one or two or three, whatever, right? It wasn't he wasn't being specific like that. The question is, Ihachi, well, if that's true, if we're only talking about the second woman's co-wife, as a chalitz l'tzaros niftir zachayos, so what about the opposite case? Right, if it does chalitza to the co-wives, so then the sisters get off, atzaros Rachel and Miftira. What do you mean? The second wife, meaning Rachel, doesn't get off of Rachel's co-wife, right? Because that's not atzaros l'dem b'tzaros krov v'chalitz also. So a person is not allowed to take Tzaros, the krova, the relatives of tzaros chalitzaso, meaning that the tzara, right, is also, if again, if you have it, achos chalitzaso, if you have a case of, achos chalitzaso, the tzara is also no good. Meaning, once you do chalitza with Leah, right, he can't, the yibum is impossible by Leah, Rachel and all of her co-wives. So, meaning the chalitza that he would do with Rachel's co-wife wouldn't pater Rachel because that chalitza is also a chalitza psula because he can no longer do yibum on her. So Kamar says, you're right. Shmuel nami hitchil velo hitchil. Kamar says, you're right. In a chanami. What Shmuel meant is something completely different. What he meant was, if he started to do chalitza with the sisters, he shouldn't then go do chalitza with the tzaros. Meaning, he has two options here, right? He can either do chalitza. Again, what's the case? The case is three brothers, married to two sisters, the two brothers die. Now that the guy has the option to do chalitza to two sisters, and the sisters both have co-wives. So who should he do chalitza with? So he says, if he started with the sisters, right? Hitcha b'achayos, right? Lo yigmor b'tzaros. He should keep on going down the line. Do chalitza either with the sisters or with the co-wives. Right? So if he started with the sisters, he should stay with that. Keep on going. Because we learned also other mitzvahs krovas chalitza also. Right, he's not start with Leah. If he starts with Leah or with one wife, he should do chalitza with that, and then he should do Rachel afterwards. Because doing chalitza on Rachel's co-wife is not gonna pater Rachel. So Rachel's gonna do chalitza regardless. So you might as well keep on going down the line. So hitl b'tzaros, but if he started with the tzaros, right, if he did it for whatever reason, he started the chalitza with the co-wives, right, those are proper chalitzas, right? And so the yigmor af b'achayos, he can finish with the sisters, because there's no problem of achus chalitza. So, right, if he started with a co-wife who's not related to anybody, so he did chalitza with, let's say, Leah's co-wife, so Leah's good to go. And now he can do even more chalitza with Rachel. He can do chalitza with the other co-wife or with Rachel, because right, there's no issue of achus chalitza also, because they're not related to their first co-wife. So yigmor af b'achayos, right, he can flip back to the sister. So I misspoke a little bit, meaning not that he has to line up straight away, right? I misspoke a little bit. But if he started with the sisters, he has to continue down with the sisters, because if he flips over and does chalitza to the co-wife of Rachel, that's not going to pater Rachel. But if he did started with the sister, with the co-wives, right, he did chalitza on the co-wives, so then he can do the next chalitza either with Rachel or her co-wife, because either one will pater her, because he has the option there, right? And that'll be a proper chalitza. At the time, it's been the Mishnah, but there are other makrobas, tzaros chalitzaso. A person is allowed to marry the relative of the achos chalitzaso, of tzaros chalitzaso, of the chalitzo's co-wife. Okay, Ravashi. Amar Ravashi says, no, a different understanding, meaning lo'olam kedamarta. Really, go back to what we said before, that really we're talking about not Rachel's co-wife, meaning, but really Shmuel is talking about both co-wives. What was the problem that we said before? Right? Didn't we say that again? What's it meaning? All of them, right? If you're telling me Yesh Zika, right? So all of them should have the same status. So the Gemara says no. We should lo alima Zika l'shavei tzara be'erva. That no, that Zika doesn't make a tzara in erva. Meaning, what did we say at the beginning of Masechta? This concept of tzara, they get pater through an inappropriate relationship, that's only through an erva. But if you have a zika, that's not true. Rami Chazal did not make a zika strong enough to pater a co-wife as well. Tanya Kavasi de Ravashi, Baitza seems to imply that this is that Rashi's interpretation is correct. Then again, we have a case where, check your notes, two sisters and their co-wives. Right, so two sisters marry two brothers, and really there are three brothers. Three brothers marry two sisters. Again, the two brothers die. They have a sister. The sisters are wives, and each sister has a co-wife as well. So, chalitz l'achayos l'niftir tzaros. Right, chalitz tzaros niftir l'achayos. If he did chalitza to the sisters, the tzaros are not pater. But if he did chalitza to the tzaros, so then the sisters are pater. The sisters are good to go. The Gemara says, "My time. What's the logic for that?" Isn't that because we're holding that there is a zika, but right, the zika does not extend to make the erva to make the tzara right aser right or pater really actually pater from chalitza and yibum just like it's an erva. That seems to line up exactly. Like Ravashi. That's literally exactly what you just said. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, he says, no, Hamani Beis Shammai. No, that Braisa is actually Beis Shammai Shita, that's not Beis Shammai Matirin and Tzaros L'Achim. If you remember, Beis Shammai doesn't hold this whole concept of Tzaros at all. So that Braisa is according to Beis Shammai, and it actually has no bearing whatsoever right on Ravashi. So Gemara says, Yehachi, Yivu Miyamin Navitz Yavin. Well, if that's true, I mean, if you tell me it's Beis Shammai, so why do we say that if you did chalitza to the sisters, right, the tzaros aren't potter, right, you could be able to do yibum. Or forget chalitza, right, you could do yibum. It's like it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Really, it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If you remember, Damar Bo and Takin Lehem the tzaros, Shiyu Choltos, Willem is the Abnos, right? If you remember, we had that before. He wanted to make sure that everybody did chalitza, right, so that you don't have to fight between Beisham and Beisilo, right, you have that machokas. I don't know if you remember, and then we said it didn't work out. So the Gemara says, but didn't we say that Lois Bigel Ligmore is a dover that shenitch for Ashav? They weren't able to make that takana. Again, because they were concerned that if they said everybody should do chalitza, people will say, you know, people will get upset. Everybody who did yibum previously will think that their wives are not, you know, were married by Isser. Right, okay, but they weren't successful making that takana. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, actually, Achrav Chazir Vatiknu, no, later on, they actually were metaking that, and that's what the Brisa is talking about. Okay, now, Amud Beis. Iboy Lehu. He asked the following Shiloh. Yeah, now, again, based on this idea that Shmuel said it's better to do a proper chalitza if you have the option, so sometimes you're faced with two potential chalitzas, and neither of them are really a great option. The question is, which one comes first? So the case is, Bailas Aged, with Bailas Maimer, Eze Mehen, Kodamas. which in a case where you did mimer with one of the women and get with another woman, right? Again, the case, not standard case, but a case where two brothers, one of them married to two women, right? The brother passes away, and the two women fall to one yavam. So for whatever reason, he does get, he gives a get to one of them and does mimer with the other one. Again, mimer is the kiddushin midir rabbanan. Once he gives a get to the other one, however, so then that's as if midir rabbanan, that's as if they he did chalitza to that one, and he can't marry either one, even though he did mimer to the other one. So the question is, which one do you do chalitza to? Meaning both of them need chalitza, meaning you need some sort of chalitza to be done, because right, even though you gave one of them a get, still needs to be done with chalitza. So where do you do the chalitza? What's the best thing to do? So do bailas haget adifa? Do we do the get, the chalitza with the woman who got the get? Shem de ascho baba chalitza? Because maybe, right, he already started the chalitza process, meaning he already gave her a get, right? He wants to get rid of her. So odilma, or maybe bailas maimer adifa, or maybe he should do chalitza with the woman who he had maimer. Shem de krova labia, because she is closer, literally means closer to sleeping with her, but meaning closer to marrying her. Meaning, and when you're telling me that the best way to do chalitza is when you have an option to do Yibam, well, technically that woman is closer to Yibam than the other one. So which one is better? So Rav Ashi said, meaning that both of them, again, that in both cases on the, you have positives and negatives. I mean, if you do it with the get, right, so the chalitza does, right, the chalitza is almost like accomplishing less because she already has a get and you couldn't do Yibam with them. On the other hand, right, you kind of started that process. Right, if you do chalitza with the mimer, right, so again, it's uprooting, right, you have two almost equal options, right? Almost Yibum, right? Or Chalitza. On the other hand, right? That she's going to need, a get. Yeah. Why do I have that in my notes? She's going to need a get. If she gave a get to the other one, she's also going to need a get. Is that true, Midrabanan? I classic when you write that down without any source whatsoever. I'm pretty sure she's also going to need a get as well. Okay, I wrote that down here. I'm not sure where I got that from. Maybe somebody said it or something. I saw it somewhere. Either way, Taklis. Either way, which one is better? Meaning, which way do you do the chalitza? So Amar Avashi, Avashi says, Tashma, I bring you a proof. Moder Rabbi Gamliel, sheyesh get achar maimer, umaimer achar get. That you can do, meaning you could almost like change your mind, meaning ishtego. That if whatever reason, right, you do mimer and it gives a get, right, it's a good get. Meaning you can no longer, right, everything is fine, right? That kind of cancels the mimer, and you know, that's going to not allow any of the other brothers to marry that woman. But if you gave a get to someone else and then it did mimer, so that also works, right? You might have thought that the get is final, right? But again, the Bryce says that you can do mimer after get, you can do get after mimer, you can change your mind. So Kumar says, I get adifa, or adif, right? If get is more powerful, so lowly honey mimer at basre, right? Then mimer shouldn't work afterwards. V mimer adif, but if mimer is more powerful, so then lowly honey get basre, so then the get shouldn't work. Allah shmaminaki adadinu, apparently you see that they're the same. So therefore shmaminaki, right? You see that neither one is more important than the other, right? And therefore, right, there is no precedence. Okay, there's no preference in terms of which woman to do the chalitza with. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Shtei achayos yavamos shenafu lifne yavam echad. Again, the case that we had before, you had two sisters, right? They again now fall to one yavam, right? Three brothers, right? They're married to two sisters, and now the two sisters fall to one yavam. Chalitza l'rishona, right? If you do chalitza to the first one, so hutra, right? So she. The first one, again, they don't fall, right, they don't fall for Yibum, right, in the same time, right, one of them falls, right, Mrs. Ruvain and then Mrs. Shimon. So, Chalitza Rishona, if he does Chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain, so then Hutra, she's good to go. Chalitza Shnia, if he does Chalitza to the second one, right, so then also good to go. Mesa Rishona, if the first one dies, Vein Tzarech Lomar Mesa Shnia, Shemot Eber Rishona. If the first one dies, and now, obviously, before, right, before he got to do chalitza, so then he is allowed to marry the second one, because again, that's even though achos zachukaso, right, technically would mess up this this marriage, but if she passes away, right, so then she's not, then it's fine. Meaning the second one is open because she's no longer achos zachukaso. But again, in economy, that even though that when the second one, again, the case is here where both of them kind of fell to him. Right, one after the other, but both of them were at the same time his Yavam and Yavama. So meaning if Mrs. Reuven dies, and then if Reuven dies, then Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi for Yibum. And then before he does anything, right, Shimon dies, therefore Mrs. Shimon also falls to Levi for Yibum, and then Mrs. Reuven dies. So that's Mesa Rishona, Mutter Bishnia. So then Levi's allowed to marry Mrs. Shimon. You don't even have to tell me that if Mrs. Shimon dies, that for sure he's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven. Because what happens? What's that case? Right, again, if Mrs. Shimon dies, right, really, I guess, more accurate, back up a second. Reuven dies, Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi for Yibum. Shimon dies, Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi for Yibum. Then Mrs. Shimon herself dies. So now all Levi's left is with Mrs. Reuven. So for sure, again, initially when Mrs. Reuven fell to Levi for Yibum, she was mutter to him because she wasn't Achos Zukkaso. So when Mrs. Shimon fell to Levi for Yibum, she then ossered Mrs. Reuven to Levi. But when she died, so then Mrs. Reuven becomes mutter again. So therefore, again, according to, who do we start with? Who's this now? Rav? Yeah, right, according to Rav. Right, so then we're going, and because we have Machlokas here in a second. So according to Rav, right, that's going to be mutter. Is going to be mutter for Levi to marry Mrs. Reuven for sure. He's also allowed to marry Mrs. Shimon if the case is reversed. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mesa Shnia, if Mrs. Shimon dies, then mutter Rishona. Then Levi's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven, but Avo Mesa Rishona, Aser Bashnia. But if Mrs. Reuven dies, he's still Aser to Mrs. Shimon. My time, what's the reason? Why? Because she called Yavama Shein on Nikori Babashas Tefila, Yavami Avola, Hare Zuk, Ejazach, Sheish Labanim, Vasura. Because Mrs. Shimon never had a chance to do Yibum with Levi. For there to be Yibum, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for Yibum to actually work, at the point when the woman's husband dies, she needs to have been able to do Yibum with the Yavam. So, again, when the case is Reuven dies, Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi for Yibum. Then Shimon dies, Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi for Yibum. At that moment, Mrs. Levi cannot do Yibum with Mrs. Shimon because she's Achos Zukkaso. So basically, that's the scenario where that initial moment there was no heter to do yibum for Levi to that woman, and therefore even if for whatever reason if Mrs. Reuven would then die, still according to Rabbi Yochanan, Levi cannot do yibum with his Mrs. Shimon. Gemara says Rav leisla hasvara. What do you mean? Rav doesn't hold this. Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. From Rav said that kol isha she'in ani kori b'shas nefila yivam yavo ala harehi keishes akshah sheish lo banim v'asura. What do you mean? Rav himself agrees to Rabbi Yochanan's concept. So why would Rav say that regardless of which one, right, again, Rav said before that if one of them dies, regardless of what the order is, Levi's mutter to the other one. But what do you mean? When Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi for Yibum, he's not mutter to him. So why in the world would it be mutter for Levi to take Mrs. Shimon if Mrs. Reuven dies? Skor says, yeah, honey, mili dekai, hecha dekai, ba'pa, iser achos isha midaraisa. No, that's only if you have an erva. Since it's pasal midaraisa, right, so then, in a chanami, that's for sure true, that if for whatever reason there was an iser erva at the time, let's say achos isha, so then, there's not going to be, even if that woman's sister would then die, then they're not going to then retroactively allow the Yavam and the Yavamah to get together. Aval Hakab, what's the case? It's Achos Isha, it's Achos Zukkaso. She's the sister of someone else who is a Zika to Levi, to the Yavam. That's a Dinder Rabbanan. So that's a Dinder Rabbanan that Rav holds that, again, when for whatever reason, the Dinder Rabbanan, the Zika, is annulled because Mrs. Reuven died, so then it will be mutter for Levi to marry Mrs. Shimon. Okay, we're going to pick up with Eisvei with a question of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.